Disclaimer. This is a queer romantic erotica with a little comedy. This show is for mature audiences only. Now enjoy this show. You are listening to Lita's Letters After Dark. Today was the event for Daryl and Billy. I was excited to see Billy again and to finally meet his other half. I loved being around gay men because they knew how to have a good time and throw a good-ass party. Sometimes, I feel like a gay man inside. As I was reading the invitation to see what time the event started, I received an email from the clients that I had dinner with recently. They sent over the list, and they also had a special request. It was for later today in the evening. Since it was a spontaneous request, they were paying more than my usual fee. I accepted the request. Why not make extra money on my day off? I continued to read the email, and the job was an implied nude/body paint photo shoot. It required experiences in the photography, directing, having a keen eye, and being a little kinky. All equipment and studio space would be provided. 5 minutes later, I texted Tia to see if she wanted to come over before the event. I had enough me time, and I could use some company. Tia responded back and said that she could be here in an hour. Perfect. They gave me enough time to shower and get the ambiance ready. I had a few candles burning so the aroma could travel around in each room. I opened my curtains in the living room so the natural light could come through. I watered my plants. My bathroom was smelling like roses. I had prints playing in the background. I wanted my atmosphere to be filled with good energy when she came inside. She has never been inside of my apartment. I put the biscuits in the oven to give that warm, scented smell of baked goods, and when they were ready, I would drizzle honey on top. Tia would want my golden flaky biscuit with honey dripping from her mouth. Tia called and said that she was in the lobby, and I told her what floor that I was on. She knocked on my door, and I let her in. She said that my place smelled good. In that moment, I realized that it was time to take the biscuits out. "Do you want a tour?" I asked. "I sure do," said Tia. I showed her around to each room except for my secret room. She didn't know what I did for a living, and I was not ready to tell her. "Now follow me in the kitchen so I can feed you my honey milk biscuits," I said. I made us fried eggs with a kale salad on the side and a cup of Egyptian mint tea to go with the honey milk biscuit. We sat at the table and talked. I asked what she had to tell me the other night that she suddenly forgot. She said it wasn't a big deal and maybe she would tell me another time. Was she keeping a secret from me? I guess it didn't matter because so was I. I decided to let it go. Our conversation became intimate. Tia shared personal things about her family and childhood. I started to feel that I can open up to her too. I talked about my upbringing. Then somehow our conversation shifted and she asked me what was my fantasy. That question sparked a connection between us. I told her that my biggest fantasy was to have sex in a tub full of ice and cold water. It was something about the cold temperature that turned me on and got me aroused. Being cold, but feeling warm inside. Tia also had a water fantasy of her own. Her biggest water fantasy was having sex in the ocean and letting the waves hit against her thighs. From all this fantasy talk, I can tell that she was getting turned on. I had been turned on since the moment she walked in. Tia moved closer to me and sat in front of me. She looked me in my eyes and closed her eyes to kiss me. I loved kissing her soft lips against my full-sized lips. She sat on my lap and I slowly slid my fingers down her legs, making her body feeling warm and safe. When I entered her world, her eyes got bigger and she giggled. I told her to wait there. I was ready to bring some of my toys out. I got Olivia my dildo, my spanking paddle, and my rose petal handcuffs. It got wild really fast. She used my own toys on me. The more that Olivia was in and out of me, the closer I felt to Tia. At that moment, I wanted to transform into a wild animal or a vampire. I knew it wasn't me in the room anymore. When Tia grabbed my neck, I came back to reality. I went to a new place that I had never been before, and I wasn't sure if that moment could happen again. I grabbed Tia's hands, handcuffed her, and spanked her ass with my paddle. The more that I spanked her, the more she giggled. I kissed her neck right before I paid a visit to her treasure box. She was pouring out like a waterfall that I wanted to swim in. Then we showered together and had one more intimate moment. The water was dripping from her back down to the inside of her butt. I bent her over, her hands against the wall, and I ate her pussy from behind. She tasted like sweet lavender. Her pussy was soft. We had fun playing around that we almost didn't make it to the event. We finally made it to Daryl's and Billy's event. Billy introduced me to his boyfriend, Daryl. Daryl was gorgeous and androgynous. I introduced Tia to them both. We had a few drinks. We talked to Billy and Daryl, danced, and ate some amazing food. Then I saw Summer, and she saw me. Summer was actually here. Summer walked up to me and asked if we can talk. I said yes, because I wasn't sure if she would cause a scene. It's been a while since we spoke, and I wasn't sure what she was going to do. I excused myself from Tia. Summer apologized for her behavior and told me that she couldn't stop thinking about me. She told me that she didn't want to be my client, but she wanted to be with me. I finally told her how I was truly feeling about her and that I was unsure and confused. Parts of me like her, and I wasn't sure if it was only the intimate connection that I like. I told her that I was here with someone. I apologized for playing mind games with her. I told her that we can see each other tomorrow at my place and talk more about it. I headed back to the party, and Tia asked, "What was that about?" "That was someone from my past, but we are sorting things out," I said. Daryl got on the mic to thank everyone for coming out, and he announced one last surprise. Ruby Electra came out and started to perform. How many surprises could I get in one day? I had someone from my past here. I was with someone in the present, and I felt like I was looking at my future. Her performance was amazing and very intimate. I felt like she was my private dancer, giving me a show of my own. Our eyes met a few times. The performance was over and we exchanged words. This was my second time crossing paths with her. If I saw her again in a random place, I was going to get her number. I told Ruby that I know that I mentioned that I would come to her next show, but I didn't know that it would be this soon. We both laughed, and Tia returned. Tia and I said our goodbyes to Daryl and Billy. I took Tia home and told her that I had a good time with her. She kissed me and then got out of the car. I went home so that I can shower and get dressed for tonight's photo shoot. Since I was acting as a director and and photographer, finding something casual to wear was easy. I kept my face nice and clean, makeup free. I put a little face serum on to give it a natural glow and a nude lip gloss on my lips. I had on my track pants with a Beyonce crop tee and a pair of sneakers with my yellow baseball hat. I pulled up to the studio and parked my car. I walked inside and they were there. They were already naked and were waiting for the fun to begin. The equipment was set up and the mood was right. I directed them to touch each other while I was photographing them. They first started kissing each other on the lips and then down to the neck area. The kissing went on for a while as they were kissing each other's body parts. After a little of foreplay, they started having sex in front of me. I kept photographing them. I didn't stop. I even got closer, and after a while, I was zooming in on their body parts. Their faces were no longer the subject. It was about being intimate and expressing their love. I grabbed the body paint. It was six vibrant neon fluorescent colors. The colors were pink, orange, yellow, green, blue, and purple. I told them to paint each other with slow strokes. Start with blue and rub it all over each other's breasts in circular motion and paint the nipples green, I said. The aggressive femme asked if I could assist them. I started painting their bodies and they asked if I could take my clothes off so they could paint me. I took my top off only and said, "You have permission to paint this area only." They each had my breasts in their hand. Once the painting was finished, I turned the lights off and took more photos of them with my breasts out. What more could they ask for? I was the best half-nude photographer ever. I collected my payment, and right before I was leaving, the aggressive femme said, "You know that we are swingers, but we are also a polyamorous couple. We would like for you and your companion to join us next time." I said, "I'll send you my fees."